Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Giants are world champions.
Welcome to the Giants Insider Podcast on NBCSportsBayArea.com. Introducing your host, San Francisco Giants Insider, Alex Pavlovich.
Hey everybody, welcome to a first this season. This is the first podcast that is being posted after a sweep. That was the first sweep of the year for the Giants. It's been a rough year, but they outplayed the Rockies for three games. They got a little bit of revenge for what happened at Coors Field. And I think the most important thing is generally they just looked like the team that we expected to see this season. So that's a good sign for these guys. And, you know, the standings are what they are. It's pretty bleak in the big picture, but they still have 81 games to go and a lot of baseball to be played. And it's starting to look up a little bit, so it's definitely more watchable. It was more fun for 3 days at the ballpark, and guys had a lot of fun as they were flying out of here. One of the guys who was on that flight, Ryder Jones, we don't know how much longer he's going to be here because Eduardo Nunez is coming back, and really no matter what Ryder did over the last week, I think at some point he probably would have been sent down because the Giants don't want him to be a young guy, a 23-year-old on the bench. But I think we've seen kind of the highs and lows of a rookie's first week here. He has been good in the field. He played third base, played left field in the finale of the Rockies series. But he is also looking for his first hit, his 0 for 16 at the plate. And I think, you know, that's something that would probably bother a lot of guys. And I think he was wishing for a little bit more luck in the series. There were a few balls that got up in the air that he thought might drop. And certainly on Wednesday, we saw one right down the first base line that very easily could have been ruled a double, but that's one of those plays that's not reviewable, and it's right down the line, and it's really up to the umpire. So an up and down week for Ryder, but he did sit down with me on Tuesday, and I think that makes for an interesting podcast because kind of caught him right in the middle of this. There's the euphoria of getting called up here and the emotions of making your big league debut, but he also talked quite a bit about what it's like to be searching for that first hit. So I really thought this was an interesting talk with a guy who has a very bright future here and is somebody that no matter what happened over the last week, the Giants would like to see a lot of. And I think we will see a lot of later this year because he is somebody who could be a big part of what they do down the line. That'll all come in the future. For now, here's Ryder on the podcast. Ryder Jones, you're now the rare two-timer on the podcast because I talked to you in the fall league where we saw you make quite a few improvements. Now you're up here at AT&T Park. First thing, I'm talking to you before Tuesday's game, so we hope that when this posts, you have a couple hits on your ledger. But what's it been like? I mean, is it hard to go through the first few days here, or are you just enjoying the time?
No, I think you just got to try to enjoy it. I mean, obviously, I had like a couple knocks, but, you know, we won yesterday, and it was really fun. I can't really compare it to anything when you win up here. It's almost a party in the locker room. It's crazy. And I think that's the goal every day, is just trying to win. So for me, if I'm not getting some knocks, that's fine. I just need to play defense at third base and have good at-bats and keep the line moving. Don't give at-bats away. I felt pretty comfortable at the plate. I feel like I've had decent at-bats. Obviously, it'd be nice for one of them to fall here pretty soon. But for me, it's just trying to relax and have fun and enjoy the moment and get my legs under me and just enjoy being around the guys.
We saw the play at third last night where Crawford was going deep in the hole, and he told us after the game you guys actually talked about that. What kind of confidence boost was that for you to know that it was something you guys had talked about and you were able to do in the moment on the field in a pretty big spot for Samardzija?
Yeah, well, I asked him about it like 2 days ago, and he was like, well, I've never really tried to make that play. And I was like, like, obviously, I haven't played alongside Crawford a lot or Panic a lot, so I don't know. Obviously, you know that, you know, Crawford's a gold glover, so obviously he's got some range. But I just talked to him and said, you know, if he ever gets a ball in the hole, I'm going to be there at third base. And it was just worked out perfectly. He got a ball deep in the hole where he had no play at second base, and the only play was at third. So I just tried to get over there. I had trouble finding the bag for a second, but just slid my foot over it, and it was a great play by him.
you guys, I was watching it as you were bunting here, and Nunez was at third base and doing some drills. I think you know when you come up for an injured guy that at some point that guy will return. So when you get up here, what do you try to take out of, whether it's 10 days, whether it's 2 weeks, whether you're here for longer than that, what do you try to take out of this first experience?
For me, it's just getting up here and getting comfortable, getting my feet wet. I think the first couple days, you try not to do this, but you kind of play trying not to do something stupid or trying to, you know, help the team win. You don't want to do anything to contribute to a team losing. I think the second day I made the error at third and Moore came up huge and, you know, didn't give up any runs after that. I think he got a ground ball back to him and then a couple strikeouts, and that was huge. So he picked me up there. And that was just a great feeling because you never want to come up early and have an error cost a team a couple runs. So that was huge. But for me, I mean, I'm not thinking too much about how long I'm going to be up here. I'm just trying to enjoy it, take it day by day. You know, I've talked to Bobby. You don't know what's going to happen. You never know. I know Nunez will be back in, I don't know how many games it is, 3 to 5 games, something like that. But you never know what's going to happen, so you got to stay ready and just enjoy the moment and take advantage of it.
I watched you taking BP yesterday, and it hit me that you're one of the few guys who can actually aim at the Cove and BP. Not a whole lot of lefties here who have the power to do that or try to do that necessarily. When you come here and take BP when you're up there at the plate, is that something that you think of, maybe not right now, but down the line, that's just kind of a cool target there for you?
Yeah, it is. I've kind of learned that it travels a lot better during BP than it does when the game starts.
It's a huge difference over 3 hours.
So the first day I took BP, and I was like, it kind of flies to right field. And I looked at Bell, and I was like, it kind of flies to right. And Crawford, and they're like, no, it doesn't. And then you understand when the sun goes down, it gets, you know, it's in the 50s, it's windy. And I think really your best chance is to hit a line drive. A lot of pop-ups that go over there, especially in the gap, they just kind of float and die. I hit a ball to left center yesterday that I missed it, but I got barrel on it, and it kind of just went and just stopped. And that's just kind of how it is at night, so you got to kind of try to keep the ball down, hit line drives. But, you know, I'm trying to enjoy it, and just in BP, obviously, I'm trying to get one in the Cove. But, you know, I'm really just trying to work on the swing and barrel up as many balls as I can right now. I think the more barrels I can find, you know, the better chance of me getting on base and helping out.
When you got up here a couple days ago, we talked to you. The big difference for you this year has been on base percentage, patience. And you said, look, it's been a focus for me. I mean, you've raised your on base percentage about 100 points this year, and I think that's probably the reason you're here. But how specifically do you go about doing that other than just saying, I want to?
A lot of it's just, you know, just telling yourself when you get up there, taking a deep breath, and you're not worried about striking out, which is a big thing up here. If you go up to the plate and you're thinking, man, I can't strike out right here, you're going to be in trouble from the get-go. Taking borderline pitches, feeling for the umpires, that was huge for me. If I'm looking middle out and they throw a middle in and it's a strike and you don't swing, that's one way. You know, a lot of times you get yourself out when you're looking for a certain pitch and you get another pitch that's a strike, but just because it's a strike, you swing and you're not ready for that speed. Your body's not ready for that speed, so that'll get you in trouble, especially if you're looking off speed and you get a fastball for a strike, but your body's ready to hit off speed. That's how you get yourself out. So that's happened to me a couple times up here. I've noticed, you know, the starters are a little better at dropping in off speed early in the count to get ahead of you, a little bit better than they were in AAA. So that's something I have to get used to, take away from them, lay off of it, and get to some fastball counts. But right now, I feel like I've had decent at-bats. I'm starting to feel my legs under me at the plate. And I mean, it's just a matter of time before I have 2 or 3 hits and, you know, just getting on base for this team.
We were noticing you were getting a lot of off-speed early. You were saying you've seen a lot of these guys in the last few months in AAA, so I wonder if that's just scouting reports from guys you've seen down on the PCL.
Yeah, and I think, you know, other teams know when a young guy comes up, he's going to be hunting heaters. And the first day we faced DeGrom, I think he started me off both ABs with breakers. And I kind of chuckle on the inside, you know. I mean, I guess it's a sign of respect just because they know that obviously you're up here for a reason. You can probably hit the fastball. So they're going to challenge me. I've noticed, you know, guys in the scoring position, I'm not getting much to hit. Yesterday I got a good pitch to hit off Dunn, and I got under it just a tiny bit, but he started me off with 2 sliders. So it's just a matter of getting the ball up and putting good swings on it.
One other thing that came up when you got called up, you talked about with DeGrom about playing him in a video game, but the fascinating thing to me wasn't that you guys turned to a video game. It was that it was Christian who was helping you, and I think I was curious with you, what is that relationship like? Because you guys were drafted the same year, you've basically moved up together, but you are both now young third basemen here in an infield where other spots are taken, but it does seem like, at least from what I've seen, that there's no, maybe it's a friendly competition, I guess, or there's no animosity of if this guy's up, I'm not.
There's no animosity. I mean, there's only so much you can control. Obviously, we both play third base. They've played me in left and right field, first base. You never know with injuries, with trades, everything that goes on. It's hard to sit there and, you know, be like, oh, this guy might play third. I can't be friends with him. Like, that's just not how it works. I think, you know, from the outside looking in, maybe some fans think that, you know, some guys don't like other guys just because they might take their job. But it really doesn't work like that. You cheer each other on. Arroyo's been great with me. I've been great with him, you know, just cheering each other on. He got called up before me, and I couldn't have been happier for him. And he was beyond happy when I got called up. So it's just one of those things where we hope for each other's success, and hopefully we're on the same diamond one day doing it together. But if we're not, if we're on different teams or, you know, wherever we're at, we're going to be cheering each other on.
What did he tell you about coming up here in the first day, the first week, how to handle it?
The biggest thing, you know, was just taking it all in. He told me, you know, don't come up and try not to be yourself, which is tough. It's tougher than you think it's going to be. You come up here, you know, obviously the team's been struggling a little bit, so you kind of want to do more than you need to, and you kind of want to make every play and, you know, hit a home run every at-bat and just do something for this team. And you kind of just got to be yourself. You got to, you know, stick with your teammates. You know, they've been great picking me up. And just try to be yourself. For me, it's just having good at-bats, driving guys in, you know, hitting doubles, you know, trying to put good swings on balls. So they've been in my ear. Hundley's been in my ear a lot, you know, just letting me know that I came up here for a reason. It's because I'm a good hitter, I play good defense, and I've had a good year. So I deserve the call-up, and I'm here, and I'm ready to work and help this team win.
When I saw you in the fall league, you were playing first base that night. You played left field, like you said, a little bit of right. What's the comfort level all over the diamond? I mean, the reports that we've gotten are, especially in the outfield, that it is an easy transition, or not. You've made it look easier than some other guys have.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not an easy transition. I think, you know, playing at a park like AT&T makes it as hard as it could be, possibly, like in the big leagues with stadiums and ballparks, the way the wind is here and how it kind of swirls at night. So it's something I got to get used to, but in Sacramento I felt really comfortable in the outfield. It's just a thing you got to take reps and get used to. The other day I took a little bit of fly balls in left field here just to see how the wind plays. So it's just something that just going to take a little time, but I'm comfortable moving to right and left and first and third. So, you know, just trying to be versatile, especially the NL team and anything we can do to help this team.
And you were a pitcher in high school, too, so if they need that. I was looking at your media guide page, and the pitching numbers stand out a little bit, too. So.
Yeah, there's been a couple games in the minor leagues where we've had some times where a position player could pitch, but they haven't given me the rock yet. But, you know, it's something that I like to throw the ball. I don't really ever think about pitching, to be honest, anymore. Maybe when I was really young, I thought, like, maybe I could pitch a little bit. But for me, it's just I'm really focused on defense right now. I think it obviously stands out that I haven't gotten a hit yet, but for me, I'm going to my hotel room, happy yesterday that we got the W and, you know, played well, and I'm going to try to make every play I can at third and pick up these guys on the mound and try to have good at-bats.
What do people not know about the first week in terms of, I mean, your parents are here, your brother came in. What's it like off the field? Do you explore the city? Do you hang out with your family? Are you so emotionally drained that you just sleep, or what do you do with your time here?
Well, I can tell you the first, I don't know, 24 hours I didn't eat or sleep, which probably wasn't beneficial on the field. But
I remember you told us you didn't eat before. Is that nerves? Is it you're busy?
It's more anxiety. It's like you're so anxious to get, you know, for that game to start, that it's just, that's all you can think about. Everything leading up to that on the first day, it was just showering and changing, you're just like tripping over your feet, you're thinking about other stuff. It's an unbelievable feeling. I don't even know how to explain it. I haven't had a kid yet, but I'd imagine it'd be something like that. Like, it's just, you have no idea what to expect. So it's just, It was awesome. These guys are really welcoming, and you know, you hear like horror stories about younger guys coming up and it being really tough for them. But these guys, the first day I came in, everybody congratulated me and let me know that they respect. Obviously, there's a level of respect for guys that are gonna get called up. They understand that you deserve to be here, so they're excited to have you here, and just want to help, you know, help the guys out up here.
Have you gotten much time to hang out with your parents to show them around the city? Or, I mean, they're from, I think you were originally from Washington and then North Carolina, and I don't know if they're still in North Carolina, but have they had a chance to explore and see more than just the ballpark?
Yeah, we've walked around downtown a little bit. It's been so crazy just playing and trying to get some rest and, you know, getting some food in me that we haven't gotten to do too much. When I'm at the field, I know they've gone out and done some stuff to see. But for me, you know, the first week, I'm so focused on being out here and being in the moment that it's tough for me to go out and try to explore the city and with them and do all that. But them being here, they're here for BP every day. You know, they're around, so it's been awesome. It's pretty surreal feeling to, you know, look and see your parents in the stands after you work for something like this for 20 plus years. You know, your goal is to get here, and once you get here, you realize, you know, it's still the same exact game. The guys are a little bit better, but same guys, everybody's a clown, you're having fun. It's not, there's obviously a little bit more pressure just with, you know, all the fans and everything like that, but you know, the fans here have been great to me. You know, I haven't had the hottest start, but I think they realize that, you know, I'm a younger guy and I just need to get in there and get my bearings and, you know, just start to feel comfortable.
Well, one thing you mentioned, the glove and focusing on that, I think that's important, and we've seen that, and that's always good for a young player. Like I said, hopefully by the time I post this, you have a couple hits, maybe 3-4 hits on your average, and we'll get that up. But thank you for taking the time, and good luck here the rest
no
of
problem.
This week and in the rest of the way.
Absolutely. Thank you, Alex.
Got him.
And that's the perfect game. Swing and a miss. The Giants are world champions.
The Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com.